Can you hear Lucy? She's pretty happy. Her tail is thumping with joy. Maybe she'll calm down. And it's okay if she doesn't. How do you learn how to cultivate your inner knowing? Like, have you just met somebody that just is decisive? They know what they want to eat. They know what they want to wear. They know where they want to go for dinner. When they're presented with opportunities, they don't freeze. It excites them. They weigh their possibilities. And they choose. And it always seems like they choose the absolute best thing for their lives. Are they lucky? Is it magic? What is that? And how do I get it? These were all questions I was asking myself a while ago, several years ago. And I started to really, really cultivate my inner knowing, my wisdom, my discernment. And I started practicing with food. In the morning, I would ask myself, what do I want? And the first thing that came to mind that I had on hand, I would honor it. I didn't try to talk myself out of it. I didn't try to negotiate with myself or argue with myself. I honored it. I honored my inner knowing that I wanted scrambled eggs. I honored my inner knowing that I wanted yogurt and granola. I honored my inner knowing that I wanted to rest my stomach that day and not eat anything until noon. I also practiced this in one of my favorite places to play, a thrift shop. I would walk down the aisles and just close my eyes safely and feel the fabrics, asking myself, what do I want? What do I want? And I would pause on anything linen, fur, leather, silk, cashmere, or wool. And I would stop there and I would look and I'd ask myself, do I want this? Do I like it? Is it mine? And the first answer that came to mind, which is a yes or a no, I did not entertain maybes. I would honor it. If it was a yes, I wouldn't overthink it. If it was a no, I didn't think about it anymore after that moment. And that was a fun place to practice my inner knowing. And it grew so that now when I'm presented with a choice or a decision, I quietly calm my mind and I listen to my gut. It always tells the truth because I've practiced it and I've honored it and I have listened to it. And I know what a yes is and I know what a no is. There's no indecision. There's just honoring.